Hi, this is a dictation for Miss Samantha Redding, SAMANTHA REDDING. Date of birth is 8/27/1968. Date of accident 2/27/2022. Date of service is 5/9/2023. Miss Samantha Redding is here for a follow-up evaluation. And she was initially injured in an automobile accident, in a rear-ending accident by another car, leading to some headaches with the dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, nightmares, as well as patient started having issues of pain in the neck, mid-back and lower back, with radiation to both arm, both legs. Initially, she did not go to the emergency room. She also complained of pain in the right and the left shoulder to the tune of 6 or 7. The patient has been provided a physical therapy continuously, as well as chiropractic treatment, acupunctures, medications. She also received 4 epidural injections to the lumbar spine, bringing certain relief. They were done subsequent to the positive MRIs that were found in her case, where there is a herniated disc at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5. The patient was also found to have a right-sided sacroiliac joint inflammation more than the left, but bilaterally there was a sacroiliac joint inflammation. In the thoracic spine, there was a bulging disc at T10 and herniated disc at T11 and 12. And also at C6 and 7, there was a herniated disc, as well as at the level of C4 and C5 disc herniation was noticed. And patient has been saying that the pain is now only 5 in the lower back and 6 to 7 in the neck and the mid-back. She also reports that her pain is not radiating to the arm and the legs like before, and the left sacroiliac joint is not painful anymore. She's also trying to heal by herself by doing yoga position, posture exercises, and heating by using wet heat and etc. She also doesn't want any more injection treatment or any surgical treatment. She also reports her headache is completely gone. Her ADLs are not gravely affected. She does report 40 to 50% improvement in her symptoms. And rest of the system review comes from the chart. In neurology and psych, she does not report any symptoms, no anxiety, depression. The additional history, substance abuse, compliance history comes from the chart also. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 156 over 156 over 99, pulse is 78, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam will be from previous visit of 4/5/2023, dictation number 0410-071. With the following difference in the findings, and that is as follows. The shoulders have range of motion of 170 degrees bilaterally with residual pain around 6. There is no crepitus or any grinding noise heard on moving the shoulders. The passive range of motion is reasonably good. On active motion, the patient is able to move up to 160 degrees bilaterally. The Hawken-Kennedy test was negative and empty beer can test was negative. Speed test, near test are also found negative, and drop arm test was negative. The left knee examination was completely normal, also with normal range of motion up to 135 degrees of flexion. All the ligaments, collateral ligament, meniscus testing were all negative. Motor power was 5/5. The McMurray sign and Steinman sign was negative. Patellar apprehension was negative. Regarding the cervical spine examination, it is discovered that there is no tenderness in the spine, and on palpation there is no scoliosis or kyphosis, and there is no muscle spasm in the neck area and no hypertonicity. The range of motion of the cervical spine is now completely normal at forward flexion 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion is 35, and bilateral rotation is 18. In the lumbar spine and thoracic spine, again, there is no tenderness of the spine. There is no paravertebral muscles spasm except in the area of right-sided L1 to L5 paraspinal muscle is in spasm. But there is no tenderness, no trigger points. Our notice range of motion is normal at this time. Forward flexion is 60, extension is 20, side flexion is 25, and bilateral rotation is 25. Hyperextension was not painful. The testing that was done for maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermit test, distraction test, Sotoal test, and myelopathy signs are all negative. And in thoracic spine, Roos test and Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, all of the testing are also negative. Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is negative. Contralateral leg raise test negative. Breger test negative. And Kemp test is negative. And patient is able to ambulate very well without any adaptive devices. Sacroiliac joint mild tenderness was noticed on the right-sided sacroiliac joint. The Faber test and Gonsalin test were found positive only on the right side. Trendelenburg sign is negative. The diagnosis remains the same. Gait is completely normal. And plan is to continue physical therapy for the patient at once a week. And also, she remains a light duty job, 7 hours, 5 days, 7 pounds. She also is continuing chiropractic treatment. She also has been advised about infrared, and a compounding cream was ordered for her today, along with naltrexone, 1 milligram daily capsule for pain relief has been ordered. The compounding cream contains ketoprofen, cyclobenzaprine, gabapentin, lidocaine, prilocaine. And she's provided with naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. And she's provided with Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. And for pain relief, Tramadol 100 milligram at night PRN is provided. Lyrica was provided 50 milligram every 12 hours for relief of any nerve-related pain. The patient is rapidly improving. Her maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and she is found to be in compliance. And overall, her case is going well. Regarding neuropsych evaluation, which was found positive for the issue of anxiety and the patient will be provided with the neuropsych therapy for the timing, although her symptoms have now have gone better. She don't have any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, so it is all temporary for her issues related. I think she should be all graduating from all of these therapies, and we'll see her 1 month from today. Thank you very much.